We told you last week that 135 senators and representatives sent letters to President Trump strongly urging the administration's support through USDA to operate the cotton ginning cost share program effective for the 2016 crop year and on an ongoing basis. Georgia Cotton Commissioner Richie Seaton says while work continues to get Title I back in the 2018 Farm Bill, there's no safety net for cotton producers right now.
Cotton did not get included in Title I in the current Farm Bill. We're making a strong effort to get back in Title I where we will have some type of a safety net. And in the meantime, our industry is asking our president, the Congress, Secretary of Agriculture, to give us another gin cost share program throughout the remainder of this farm bill, because no matter what's done, it would be in October of 2020 before we would see any program payments for the new farm bill.
In another effort to help cotton producers, the fiscal year 2018 Ag Appropriations Bill, approved by the Senate Appropriations Committee last week, would designate cotton as an oilseed. The proposal was applauded by cotton industry groups as it was requested during the previous administration. The National Cotton Council said if enacted, the cottonseed policy would help address significant economic challenges facing cotton growers. The designation would allow cotton to qualify for the Title I Commodity Support Programs, the Agriculture Risk Coverage, ARC, and Price Loss Coverage, PLC, programs. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.